Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Henny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden, your host of the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 527 of the Inexplicable Dumb Show. I'm John Malden. And this week, it's going to be a neat... This episode is entitled, It Runs in the Family. So we're going to get into that discussion just after you guessed it, these brief messages.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
Bad credit? No credit? High-interest credit cards? Don't work from home. Working from home is for suckers. Go out there with headshot in hand. Audition. Book gigs. It'll be time well spent. At least you'll be paying the rent.
Here's how.
All right, guys. So you're going to have to bear with me here as I'm trying to shuffle through here. Because I got exciting news to share with everybody. But unfortunately, I'm also dealing with a little bit of a allergy sinus thing. So I'm going to sound a little rough this episode, and I do apologize for that. So really exciting news as I record this on Super Bowl Sunday is not anything to do with Super Bowls. As many of you know, I've been doing Murray the Cop and the Odd Couple. Well, my stay over at the barn will be extended as I have been cast as Warnock Waldgrave in The Nerd, and that runs March 23rd through April 23rd. And it's exciting to continue working out at the barn with the great folks out there, but the name of this episode is It Runs in the Family. And I'm very, very pleased to announce that my son will join me on stage as Thor Waldgrave. If you're familiar with Larry Shue's play, Thor Waldgrave is kind of a little bratty kid. So it's going to be quite a stretch for my son. Although he does have his bratty moments, he's generally a very good, laid-back, chilled dude. So he's very excited, and I'm very excited for him, and it's going to be an exciting time out there at the barn. Let's see. So it's going to be interesting. I've never done a show or worked with a family member per se, so this is going to be interesting. And especially being my son, it'll be interesting to see how I handle that. I think that's an interesting perspective to have to deal with, which I'm not sure how I'm going to deal with it. But we shall see. It's a great cast. It's a strong cast. So it features Joel Diggs as Willem, Tony Napo as Axel, Brett Cantrell as Rick, Corinne Bupp, Knee Bup as Tansy, and Clelia is played by Martha Wilkinson, and I am playing Warnock Waldgrave, and Aiden Malden making his debut as Thor Waldgrave, and I think that's everybody in the cast. Now, hopefully I'm not leaving anybody out, and if I am, I am terribly sorry about that. I don't have the cast list in front of me. But we are going to have our photo shoot this week, and it's going to be interesting, our PR photo shoot. So all that's going to run March 23rd through April 23rd. So they have another show in the meantime, and I'm going to talk about that after Valentine's Day. They have a show out there called Seeing Stars in Dixie, which also features a fantastic cast. So again, if you haven't been out to the barn and you're in the Nashville area and you're a little leery because it's a new person and new owner and all that kind of stuff, let me put those fears to rest. It's still a good time, still a great essence of the barn is still there, and they're picking better shows and doing better scripts and that sort of thing. So I'm pretty excited about that kind of stuff. And like I said, after we get through Valentine's Day, I'm going to have someone, hopefully Everett Tarleton, the director of Seeing Stars and Dixies, come sit in with me and chat a little bit about what is going on with his show. So we close Odd Couple this week, then Seeing Stars and Dixie has its month run, and then we jump into The Nerd. So we'll have about a month off to rest and recoup and hopefully get well. Because, of course, now I've been hit with the, you know, the sinus seasonal bug thing. So I don't feel bad. I just can't breathe, which is problematic, right? So anyway, that's kind of the news. I'm really just wanted to share that with you guys and take up a little bit of your time to announce how proud I am of my son wanting to step into the role of the old in the shoes, sort of start walking in the shoes of the old man he's got, and very proud of him, and hopefully you guys will come out and support him, because like I said, this is his stage debut, so I'm looking forward to it.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show as much as I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
All right, that's it. So thanks, guys, for bearing with me as I'm dealing with my cold on my last week. Last weekend break here, sort of, before we go to our final push for The Odd Couple. Again, tickets for The Odd Couple are can be purchased by calling 615-646-9977. Thanks for sharing the news with me, or letting me share the news with you, rather, about my son joining me on stage. I'm very excited about that. So again, as ticket information becomes more clear for The Nerd a little bit in a month or two, I will let you know all about it, trust me. Hey, do you want to be part of the Dumb Show? Then please do so by calling the voicemail line at 615-866-1282. Or put your thoughts in an email, podcast@inexplicabledumbshow.com. Or follow the show on Twitter, @inexplicableDS, @I, inexplicable, D, S. Find out our latest comings and goings and whatnot for the show via our Twitter feed. So next week is our Valentine's Day special for 2017. So, hope you're looking forward to that as much as I am. So until next week, this is John Malden saying, hey, I'll see ya. Bye.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality wave files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No East. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.